This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Florida voters will be deciding a number of ballot amendments this year. Among them, number 13 deals with gambling in the form of greyhound racing at Florida tracks. It would ban wagering on any type of dog racing, notably greyhounds, as of December 31st of 2020. It would, however, allow the dog tracks to continue to offer other types of gambling, including poker rooms. The amendment has experienced widespread support, but earlier this year, during a presentation in support of Amendment 13 in Vero Beach, Marianne Grisbowski showed up with signs and greyhound dogs to oppose the measure.
My concern is that the breed will disappear and the NGA registered greyhound.
NGA being National Greyhound Association.
And the AKC registered greyhound are not the same dog. NGA greyhounds are very carefully bred. AKC registered greyhounds are bred to breed certain characteristics in and out of the greyhound. So to have this breed completely disappear would be a travesty.
Grisbowski has retired racing dogs with her, and she says there's one thing she knows for certain.
I want the racing to go on. The dogs love to run. These dogs absolutely love to run. Almost anyone who has a greyhound and anyone who has two greyhounds has a track in their backyard, okay? And it is that oval that those greyhounds run. I have six greyhounds. I've blocked off my yard because if I let them all run at the same time, I wouldn't have any grass in my yard. My yard would look like the track.
Imagine running 45 miles an hour, just crazy. You know, their mind is only to chase that lure, 45 miles an hour, and hitting something, colliding with something. They risk that every single time they step out onto the track. Colliding.
Sonia Stradiman also has greyhounds with her, this during a different presentation in Vero Beach. She's in support of Amendment 13. She tells a different story of taking in dogs with broken legs that often have fleas and parasites. Broken legs are not uncommon after a collision, and she offers her dog Noodle as an example.
And Noodle raced at Palm Beach Kennel Club and broke his leg there. And the owner didn't want to take responsibility for fixing him, so they dumped him at a blood bank where he stayed, donating blood for the next 2 years.
Stradiman says the state requires donor dogs to be released after 2 years. She says she used to have trainers ask her to take their favorite dogs after an injury, sometimes but not always, to avoid having them euthanized. She claims the kennel clubs have banned her from getting any dogs now that she's become an advocate for Amendment 13.
Because I started speaking out, they have made a rule that anybody that gives me dogs for adoption, and they actually said any dog in need of adoption can't come to our rescue anymore, or they will kick them out of the racing.
While she regrets not being able to rescue more dogs in need, she says she felt that advocacy for Amendment 13 was important enough to risk it. The legislature has previously been asked to eliminate a requirement that dog racing take place in tracks that also offer other forms of gambling, but has not done so through the years. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM. Thank you.